Off with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Introducing from Bolton Hill,
Sean. What a surprise! What a stunning performance from the Birkenhead man.
Introducing
the winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Dodson.
Right, the stakes are high. It is Dodd 8, Dodson 10 in terms of the season so far. But what we're doing now is got a pair of tickets to give away for the boxing. Beautifully brutal or beautiful brutality or something along those lines at the Echo Arena on Saturday night. So we've got two callers on the line. I think first up, have we got, is that David in Walton?
Yeah, that's right, mate.
Hello, David. So a Walton man.
Morning, Dave.
Have we got You're a
all right, boys?
Yes, Davey, lad.
A Wirral man. Who's on the other line? It's Robbie, isn't it? Hello, Robbie.
Hi, Steve.
Are you going to play on behalf of the Wirral?
A Wirral squirrel, might as well, mightn't I?
There you go. Right, so I'm going to pay you up straight away. So Sean Masher Dodd, your best friend is Robbie.
Okay, Robbie, lad.
And Tony the Warrior Dodson, your best mate is David.
Come on, David.
Come on, Dodson, lad.
Get the safari out, mate. Get the Google out.
Now, no cheating.
He's inciting them to cheat. That's what he's doing.
I don't think Dave will have the connection in Walton there, will he?
You're the one that's closest to the sticks up there in the hills.
The gloves are off here, boys. It's fighting talk.
Robbie, have you got anything to say in defence of the Wirral?
No, not really. No, I'm not used to the dark side.
Stay away from the telephone lines and stuff, innit?
Mugs away for who? Who's first up?
Obviously, Marshall, I won.
It's me and Robbie, innit?
Okay, so this is for you and Robbie. So talk to Robbie about the answer on this one. Here we go, first one up. So Martin Murray faces Gabriel Rosado this weekend. How many fights has he lost? Producer Matthew, we're talking about Martin Murray or Rosado? Oh, Rosado. How many fights has Gabriel Rosado lost? Have a chat with Rob about this one. Go on.
I haven't got a clue. I'll leave it to the expert to you.
Ah, Robbie, that's the whole point of you coming in and help me, mate.
Go for three.
Three. Let's go.
What do you reckon?
I don't think.
Five.
What was he doing?
The answer is actually 10.
10.
That's quite a hard question.
Unlucky, Rob.
Right, here we go. First one.
I didn't think he'd lost that many, to be fair.
I know.
First one to the Warrior and David as well. Right, so Sean Dodd fights for the Commonwealth lightweight title this weekend. Who was the last Scouser to hold that belt?
What, at his weight?
The Commonwealth lightweight title. Come on, you and David. Any ideas, David?
I've got an idea.
Had him on the show yesterday.
Oh, wait, there's clues.
Who?
Rocky.
No, but that's not lightweight.
Yes, well, it's Davey, lad. Yes, Davey, boy.
He's a nutter. That's as simple as.
Derry Matthews.
It was Derry.
Yes, you know what?
Come on, Davey, lad. You lost me a point there. Yeah. I had that one in the bag.
Let it, Davey.
Two wrong answers. Okay. We've got a voice now, a mystery voice. So for Robbie and for Masha, who is this mystery voice? Here we go.
Can you give me tonic water? With some ice and a segment of lemon.
Who do you think
I know who it is, but I can't, and I don't know his name.
Can I hear it? Can you play it again, Steve?
Can you not hear that one very well?
No.
A segment of lemon.
I'm not sure I can boost that anymore. Let's have a look at this. Let's see if I can take that up a bit. Here we go. One more time.
Can I give me tonic water? With some ice and a segment of lemon.
Any ideas? Comedian.
I'll go Mark Palios, actually.
Jackin.
It's not him.
Mark Palios.
Yeah.
Quite Steve, yeah.
He's,
Palios.
He's a nutter. As he says. He's a nutter.
You're not getting any right so far.
His name's Steve Sutton. I forgot a second name.
Yeah, Steve
Coogan. I know it is.
Alan Partridge.
Steve Coogan.
Right, here we go. David, you ready for this one? You're going to have to help Dodson.
Come on, lad, let's pull it out.
Come on, pair of tickets on the line here. Who is this mystery voice?
I mean, there's nothing more healthy and normal than having a good chum.
That is something from the 80s or 70s, like a sitcom.
That's your era.
No, it's not.
Come on.
Well, you do seem to get these old ones.
David, have you got any ideas?
I haven't.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing more healthy and normal than having a good...
Yeah, that's like sort of Faulty Towers or something.
Yeah, if it wasn't far off that.
No clues, Steve.
No, I'm
come
just,
on.
I don't know I it. Know, I'm just saying it's like something from that era.
No, it's a no. It was Blackadder, Rowan Atkinson.
Why would I know that? I was 2 years of age when Blackadder was out.
Well, you did get the Spice Girls and the other one.
Yeah, and I got your question just then, Steve. So yeah.
Right, here we go. This could win it for you. So for Masha,
for me,
and for
Robbie, what score is it now?
We haven't got none.
No one's got a
come
question
on, Robbie.
We're even more brain dead with help
now, kids. We're on.
Come on, lad, let's do it.
The World Snooker Championship got underway in Sheffield this week. No. Who is the current title holder?
Lee Shelby.
What's he doing?
Oh my god!
What's he doing?
Oh my god!
Robbie!
Why, what's the answer?
What is it doing?
No, there's no way. Lee Shelby's a boxer, not a snooker player.
It's Mark Selby.
Lee Shelby, is it? But he's not a snooker player?
Yeah, well.
Lee Shelby's not a snooker player.
Is that half a point then?
No, it's not.
He said Selby.
He got the wrong sport.
Come on.
Wrong sport, Dave.
He said Selby.
David.
Could have a brother.
You can pull your fingers out here, Dave, lad. Come on.
You can win the tickets for David here, can't you?
Come on.
Are you a Liverpool or an Everton fan, David?
I'm a Blue.
Oh, God. Right. Liverpool.
This is going to be an easy one, isn't it?
Liverpool legend Colo Touré was asked what his favourite song was earlier this month. Right. Which surprise artist did he say he will always love?
That's just a pure random crazy question. Why would you even...
Let's have the TikTok.
Yeah. So Liverpool legend Colo Touré... That's what his favourite song was earlier this month. Which surprise artist did he say he would always love?
Whitney Houston.
Bean! you give him the clue.
I didn't.
I'll always love.
Babe, you got your tickets, kidder.
Yeah, he just nodded as well.
How did you get?
Because you went always love. And went like
well,
that, and he went, Whitney
whatever,
Houston.
Lad. I thought Steve was going to break out
as
the song then.
I know.
What him?
It was hard to be at the mic when he said it as well, you know.
What's the score against him?
That was 1-0. Robbie,
but what was the overall score?
Robbie, unlucky lad.
11-8 is that?
Dave, well in, lad.
Have a good night, Dave. You'll enjoy it, mate.
Listen, Dave, catch you there, mate. Well in.
Good luck, mate.
Cheers, kid. Thanks, mate.
Dave, absolutely brilliant. Thanks for taking part.
Merseyside Sport. The Kickoff. Radio City Talk.